Example 23. My daughter lies constantly. Example. My daughter will stand before me and tell me an obvious lie without flinching at all. It would be humorous if it didn't make me so angry. She lies about nearly everything. She even lies about insignificant things. I've always believed that honesty is the best policy, and I've never set the example of lying. Why is she doing this? It's very upsetting. Each of you has come into your physical body understanding that you are a powerful creator, but you're born into an environment that, right from the beginning, demands your compliance. When you're younger, your sense of who you really are is stronger, but as those who surround you introduce their interest, ideas, and demands into your experience, you begin to feel the splitting of your own energies. Usually, this integration is gradual enough that those who surround you are satisfied that you're coming along in their intentional socialization process, but sometimes very powerful beings, like your daughter, rebel. In the beginning, this rebellion is usually not even pointed at anything specific, and often it's not even conscious on the part of the children. They simply feel intense negative emotion as the influence from others causes a splitting of their own energy. And, like anyone who wants to feel good but doesn't, they usually place the blame for their intense discomfort upon whomever they're interacting with at the time they're feeling it. And so it's logical that most children would direct most of their negative emotions, due to their disconnection, toward their parents, since their parents are the ones who are most consistently and most significantly attempting to influence them. So sometimes the lying is symptomatic of the intense discomfort they're feeling due to their realization they're being put in an impossible position of pleasing everyone. People often think that children who can be easily guided, who always do what is asked of them, and who are easily compliant are very good children. But children who have minds of their own, who do not want to go along with the ideas of others, are often regarded as troublesome and difficult. Problems do not usually arise until their own life experience has caused them to put things in their own vibrational escrow that they're being called toward, and then someone else in their life tries to keep them from following that calling. Most of the struggle between parents and children exists because parents are not willing to allow their children to live the lives that the children have come forth to live. Parents are usually extremely well-intentioned, wanting what they have been taught to believe is best for their child. But every person who comes forth into this physical experience comes with his or her own purpose and plan. By laying out guidelines and rules, and by carefully watching your children to be sure they're doing as you say, you are actually undermining an essential tenet of their very existence. You are not allowing them to choose. And often you project the attitude that you do not trust them. And for most, once they get a whiff of that from you, you are not then well received, since it is so contrary to the understanding of their own inner being. In other words, the less time they can spend around you and that attitude, the better they like it. When anyone gets between you and your intention to be the creator of your own experience, watch out, because it never works out well. When you present strong rules to children, or to anyone, you are, without meaning to, actually cultivating the perfect environment for lying. When your children observe your positive response when they keep your rules, and your negative response whenever they break your rules, often your response becomes their dominant intention, and how they achieve that response becomes a lesser issue. They lie to you in an effort to keep you feeling good. Nothing can fill the void caused by disconnection with your own inner being other than the reconnection with it. And once you've discovered the wonderful experience of managing your own connection with Source, then you can encourage the same in your children. As your children witness your clarity, lightheartedness, and your overall well-being, you will teach them, through the power of your own example, how to connect with their own guidance. And that understanding is much more valuable than getting them to comply with any rules that you might impose. It's an interesting thing to see. Your daughter, for whatever reason, is not connected to Source, and therefore she feels bad. You observe in her what you do not want to see, therefore you're not connected to Source, so you feel bad. You blame your daughter for the way you feel, your daughter blames you for the way she feels, and on it goes. As you deliberately reach for downstream thoughts regarding your daughter, even though your current evidence doesn't easily evoke them, and you manage to release your resistance and come into alignment with who you really are, it will become easier and easier for you to see your daughter through the eyes of your broader perspective. And as you achieve that, it is our absolute promise that you will inspire the connection within your daughter as well. When you are in alignment with who you really are, you will only be seeing the very best in your daughter. And when your daughter is in alignment with who she really is, she will have no reason to tell you lies. There is no greater gift that a parent could give to their children than the example of being aligned with their own guidance. And so as you become one who consistently looks for and finds downstream thoughts of alignment, your children will learn to maintain their connection with that broader guidance as well. And then this gift of thriving can be passed on from generation to generation. So begin where you are and reach for improved feelings about your daughter. For instance, my daughter lies to me when the truth would serve her better. I do not understand her need to tell me lies. More often than not, when a person lies, it comes back and bites them. I don't want my daughter to develop patterns that are bad for her. I realize that everyone has their own individual point of view. And while I don't understand her reasons, I can see that she may have some of her own. I wish she trusted me with the truth. If my own response to her had always come from my place of connection, maybe she would now trust me more. I can't go back and undo anything I've done, but I can begin to be more allowing of her now. I can see that she sometimes lies in an attempt to be seen in a more positive light. I also understand that whenever she's lying, she's not in alignment with who she really is. I want my effort to be about inspiring her alignment, not punishing her for not being in alignment. I can see how her lie is a manifestation of her lack of connection, and her lack of connection is what I want to soothe. My concern now isn't for the lies themselves, but is instead for the reason for the lies. I don't want to stop her lies so much as to enhance her connection to her source. This sweet girl has often been connected to source. When she was little, she was the source of my inspiration on a daily basis. I have it in me to return the favor.